This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, October 4th, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the poetics of masculinity. Terrence Hayes is the author of 3 books of poems and a professor of creative writing at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. His work has been championed by Cornelius Eady, who says that the readers of Terrence Hayes will notice the grace, the tenderness, the unblinking truth-telling just beneath the lines, the open and generous way he takes in our world.
I feel like a lot of my work is a kind of an exploration of relationships between men, relationships between fathers and sons, brothers, and relationships between men and women, often thinking about like kind of masculinity. What does it mean to be masculine?
On this program, we're going to hear 2 Terrence Hayes poems, both having to do with masculinity. One is about a straight man's epiphany in a gay bar. The other is about men who raise and love children who are not their own. That one is called The Same City, and it's dedicated to the poet's stepfather, James L. Hayes, a man of few words. It's a poem full of male reticence, where little is said, but a lot is communicated. Terrence Hayes says the poem comes straight from a rainy night when his dad's car wouldn't start.
This happened when I was about, I was in my 20s, you know, when this happened. And so the night came and the scenario played out, and I knew kind of instantly, you know, I think every writer, it's not so much inspiration, but every writer has a moment every now and again where the poem is just handed to you. So that was that moment. Part of the reason it took so long is because I kept imagining that moment when he was going to be in the audience. And then I would read it to him and we would have this conversation that we've never had.
His stepfather did eventually hear him read the poem in front of an audience. And we'll hear how that went after we hear the poem. Here's Terrence Hayes reading The Same City.
The rain falling on a night in mid-December, I pull to my father's engine, wondering how long I'll remember this. His car is dead. He connects jumper cables to his battery, then to mine, without looking in at me and the child. Water beads on the windshields, the road sign, his thin blue coat. I'd get out now, prove I can stand with him in the cold, but he told me to stay with the infant. I wrap her in the blanket, staring for what seems like a long time into her open, toothless mouth, and wish she was mine. I feed her an orange, softened first in my mouth, chew gently until the juice runs down my fingers as I squeeze it into hers. What could any of this matter to another man passing on his way to his family? His radio deafening the sound of water and breathing along all the roads bound to his. But to rescue a soul is as close as anyone comes to God. Think of Noah lifting a small black bird from its nest. Think of Joseph raising a son that wasn't his. Let me begin again. I want to be holy. In rain, I pull to my father's car with my girlfriend's infant. She was pregnant when we met, but we'd make love. We'd make love below stars and shingles while the baby kicked between us. Perhaps a man whose young child bears his face, whose wife waits as he drives home through rain and darkness, perhaps that man would call me a fool. So what? There is one thing I'll remember all my life. It is as small and holy as the mouth of an infant. It is speechless. When his car would not stir, my father climbed in beside us, took the orange from my hand, took the baby in his arms. In 1974, this man met my mother for the first time as I cried or slept in the same city that holds us tonight. If you ever tell my story, say that's the year I was born.
Terrence Hayes reading The Same City. Hayes says that his dad, the older man in that poem, was a military man.
Kind of stoic and somber. Doesn't say a whole bunch. So, you know, we've never talked about it. I mean, we know the circumstances of my own, you know, the fact that he's my stepfather.
So even though they never spoke about it, Terence Hayes invited his father and his mother to a reading he was giving back home in North Carolina. This was unusual.
I don't invite my parents to come and hear me read. I don't have them come to my readings because, you know, a lot of the other poems they don't necessarily cast my family in the best light. Not all of them, you know. I wouldn't say that they all are derogatory. For this instance, I deliberately wanted them to come because I knew that I was going to read this poem.
Just to recap, Terence Hayes had never spoken with his dad about the fact that he was not his natural father, and his dad had never heard or read this poem. So the reading begins.
And then I say, oh, I have this poem, and it's for my dad, you know, and I read it, and everybody, you know, we have a conversation about it in the audience, and then later he comes up to me, and his eyes are just kind of glazed over, and he says, like that poem. And that was it. That's the only conversation we've ever had. And it was enough. You know, I actually didn't want to go any deeper into the conversation. But
So poetry is the only way you can express that to your father.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That was it.
And, you know, you want to think that that's kind of part of one of the reasons that we write, is to say those things that kind of can't be summed up or qualified in certain ways. So you think, oh, well, here's a letter, you know, and see if I can express it this way.
Now to our second poem, which is called At Pegasus.
Pegasus is the name of, I say alternative dance club, but it pretty much was a gay dance club in Pittsburgh that I found myself going to one night with a bunch of women.
I'm just here for the music, the heterosexual speaker in the poem says, setting himself up as a fish out of water. Keep this in mind as you listen to the poem. In Greek mythology, Pegasus is the horse of the muses at the service of poets. So the title of the poem makes it clear that it's also about poetry.
You know, I've never said it would be like an ars poetica, but I think that idea, the speaker is going somewhere for whatever kind of stereotypes are around what happens in gay bars, the kind of energy of the music and the energy of the space. But to go there and say, hey, man, you know, I'm not engaged in anything that's going on here. I just like this music. And then suddenly to be swept up there. So there's a kind of revelation, but it's informed by the men and informed by kind of the music, you know, that comes out of that space.
The poem blends the speaker's observations of the gay bar with memories of a boyhood friend. Here's Terence Hayes reading At Pegasus.
They are like those crazy women who tore Orpheus when he refused to sing. These men grinding in the strobe and black lights of Pegasus, all shadow and sound. I'm just here for the music, I tell the man who asked me to the floor. But I have held a boy on my back before. Curtis and I used to leap barefoot into the creek, dance among maggots and piss, beer bottles and tadpoles slippery as sperm. We used to pull off our shirts and slap music into our skin. He wouldn't know me now, at the edge of these lovers' gyre, glitter and steam, fire, bodies blurred sexless by the music's spinning light. A young man slips his thumb into the mouth of an old one, and I am not that far away. The whole scene raw and delicate as Curtis's foot gashed on a sunken bottle shard. They press hip to hip, each breathless as a boy carrying a friend on his back. The foot swelling green as the sewage in that creek. We never went back. But I remember his weight better than I remember my first kiss. These men know something I used to know. How could I not find them beautiful? The way they dive and spill into each other. The way the dance floor takes them, wet and holy, in its mouth.
You can find poems and articles by Terence Hayes on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Look for his essay, Cannon Fodder, 9 Poems That Should Be Required Reading. Just do a search under his name. Terence Hayes' most recent book is Wind in a Box, published by Penguin. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is...
You should never explain a poem, but it always helps nevertheless.
Email us. Just do it. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from La Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.